Now, reporting for PM Live from Windsor, our royal correspondent, Peter Hunt.
Eddie, Windsor Castle, which was home to a young princess during the Second World War and which was on fire during the 1992 Annus Horribilis of royal marital breakdowns, will be the setting tonight for a party for family and friends hosted by the Queen's eldest son and heir, Prince Charles. It will be private. This morning, though, the monarch was on public display when she travelled around the town in an open-top car and on foot with her 94-year-old husband, Prince Philip, to celebrate her 90th birthday. One of the most recognisable women on the planet on the streets of Windsor, to the delight of those gathered here.
It was lovely. She looked beautiful. She looked very sparkling, I thought, today. And we gave her flowers and wished her a happy birthday, and it was just a really nice occasion to be at, really.
It was worth the wait. I think because it's something special, and we are something special being English and having the monarchy and her being 90 years old and doing a damn good job. And it's something that I'm very proud of, to be English.
It's a tune she'll have to get used to. Like Paddington Bear, the Queen has two birthdays. Her official celebrations are in June. But on this day, marking the moment when a princess, not at the time expected to be a monarch, was born, there was also a cake. "It's very exciting," was the Queen's response when she saw the three-tier orange drizzle creation. Which bit does one cut? It was made by the Bake Off TV programme winner, Nadia Hussein.
"I have done so many things over the last few months that I've never imagined that I'd do. But one thing I never set my sights on was ever meeting the Queen or ever baking anything for her. And I got to bake her 90th birthday cake, and that's monumental."
Others are also alive who were born in the year of the general strike, when films were silent and red telephone boxes began to appear on the streets. Audrey Hodgson had a brief chat with the newest member of the I've Turned 90 Club.
"Great honour, really. It was. It's a great honour. And she's a lovely lady. She looked very nice in her that green, you know. And I think she wears very well. She's the same age as me, but I think she's worn better than me. And she does more things than I do, you know. So I'm sure she's much busier than I am, but I think she wears very well."
"Happy birthday, Your Majesty. Happy birthday to you."
There was similar praise in the House of Commons, though they didn't break into song. The tributes were led by David Cameron, the 12th Prime Minister of the Queen's 64-year-long reign.
"Throughout it all, as the sands of culture shift and the tides of politics ebb and flow, Her Majesty has been steadfast, a rock of strength for our nation, for our Commonwealth, and from on many occasions for the whole world."
The supportive crowd in Windsor was matched by supportive statements in Parliament. Jeremy Corbyn, a Labour leader who yearns for an elected head of state, focused on the woman, not the crown.
"As a relatively young whippersnapper, I'm fully in favour of our country having leaders of a finer vintage." "Today we're talking about a highly respected individual who is 90. And, Mr. Speaker, whatever differing views people across this country have about the institution, the vast majority share an opinion that Her Majesty has served this country and has overwhelming support, with a clear sense of public service and public duty."
She's 90, she's still Queen, she continues to reign. Inevitably, in the coming years, more will be done by other royals and less by the nonagenarian head of state. Today, though, the focus was on celebration, not anticipation of the future. Asked how she thought it had all gone by someone in the crowd, the Queen, a woman of few public words and many private thoughts, replied, "It was a lovely day."
"Enjoy yourselves here in Royal Windsor, and God save the Queen!"
Peter Hunt reporting.